Lesson 334. Your pulse is regular.
爷爷觉得自己心跳得快，你测量后笑着告诉他说，您的脉搏很正常。
Your pulse is regular. Your pulse is regular.
你三餐总是很规律。介绍保健经验时，你说，我的饮食很有规律。
I have a regular diet.I have a regular diet.
你没有律师证，没资格接案子。你向客户解释说，我不是正式的律师。
I'm not a regular lawyer. I'm not a regular lawyer.
戴尔工作不稳定，一直在公司打零工。你说，他没有正式的工作。
He has no regular work. He has no regular work.
你每天按部就班地整理着重要的文件资料，你说，这是我日常的工作。
It's my regular work. It's my regular work. Lesson 335. Did you catch my idea?
在发表完自己的见解之后，你问朋友，听明白我的意见了吗？
Did you catch my idea? Did you catch my idea?
你半天也没明白同事话里的含义，就对他说，我没理解你的意思。
I don't catch your meaning. I don't catch your meaning.
你怕自己会将病菌传染给家人，就担心地问医生，这病传染吗？
Will the disease catch? Will the disease catch?
感冒的滋味可真不好受，你边打喷嚏边告诉同学说，我感冒了。
I've caught a cold. I've caught a cold.
你动员朋友们先行去爬山，你保证说，我会赶上你们的。
I'll catch up with you. I'll catch up with you. Lesson 336. Time is very precious.
学生们都不太珍惜时间，你语重心长地对他们说。时间是非常宝贵的。
Time is very precious. Time is very precious.
你教育儿子要珍惜大自然的一切生命。你说，生命都是非常宝贵的。
Each life is precious. Each life is precious.
这块宝石十分珍奇罕见。你向参观者介绍说，这是珍贵的宝石。
It's a precious diamond. It's a precious diamond.
你向朋友们展示自己的爱车时，得意地说，这是我的宝贝汽车。
This is my precious car. This is my precious car.
珍妮是你最好的朋友，你诚恳地对她说，你在我心中占有着重要的地位。
You're very...precious to me. You're very precious to me. Lesson 337. My house faces the park.
你所居住的房子正好在公园对面。你对朋友说，我的房子面向公园。
My house faces the park. My house faces the park.
詹姆斯一直不肯接受这残酷的现实。你劝他说，面对现实吧。
Face up to the reality. Face up to the reality.
弟弟刚遇到一点困难就想逃避，你提醒他说，你要面对困难。
Face up to the difficulties. Face up to the difficulties.
儿子玩完回来，把小脸弄得脏兮兮的，你要求他说，去洗洗你的脸。
Go and wash your face. Go and wash your face.
生活中的不如意让马特心灰意冷。你鼓励他说，你要敢于面对生活。
You must face up to life. You must face up to life. Lesson 338. Just for example.
你将自己的方案提出来供大家参考。你谦虚地说，只是做个例子。
Just for example. Just for example.
你希望学生们参照范例进行设计。你指着范例说，请以此为例。
Take it for example, please. Take it for example, please.
有具体的例子才容易理解这个概念。你向老师建议说，请举个例子。
Please give an example. Please give an example.
杰瑞举的例子很恰当，使人容易接受。你夸赞说，这是个好例子。
It's a good example. It's a good example.
你在举例说明付出和收获成正比。你说，有很多实例。
There are many examples. There are many examples. Lesson 339. It's private.
你提醒苏珊不要把正在讨论的事告诉任何人。你说，这是保密的。
It's private. It's private.
这次商业聚会是非公开性的。你说，这是一次私人聚会。
It's a private party. It's a private party.
与安迪谈话时，你想请秘书回避一下，就对秘书说，这是私人间的谈话。
It's a private conversation. It's a private conversation.
这所中学是私立的，你向来参观的家长们介绍说，这是私立学校。
It's a private school. It's a private school.
在公共场合谈论这个问题不合适，你向朋友建议说，咱们私下谈谈吧。
Let's talk in private. Let's talk in private. Lesson 340. No sweat.
妻子不知你是否对自己的晋升很有把握，你充满自信地说，没问题。
No sweat. No sweat.
安妮很抱歉给你增加了这么多工作负担，你安慰她说，哦，没什么。
Oh, no sweat. Oh, no sweat.
这份工作做起来会很辛苦，你有些担忧地说，这可是件苦差事啊。
It's a real sweat. It's a real sweat.
虽然你尽力说服乔治，但他仍不更改决定。你对他说，你会后悔的。
You will sweat over it. You will sweat over it.
劝说那人改变主意简直是徒劳。你说，不值得费那个力气。
It's not worth the sweat.It's not worth the sweat. Lesson 341. Let's save his face.
你不想当众揭穿多德的谎言，就对大家说，给他留点面子吧。
Let's save his face. Let's save his face.
你不小心将姐姐最珍爱的水晶天鹅碰碎了，你惊恐地说，天哪。
God...Save me. God save me.
清官难断家务事，你不便插手朋友夫妻的事儿，就说，我最好保持沉默。
I'd better save my breath. I'd better save my breath.
你不希望儿子一天就把巧克力全都吃光，就建议他说，留些明天吃吧。
Save some for tomorrow.Save some for tomorrow.
听说这种果茶味道很好，你也想尝尝，就对妹妹说，给我留点。
Save some for me. Save some for me. Lesson 342. He lost his temper.
看 看到上司在房间里气得直拍桌子，你悄声告诉同事们说，他发脾气了。
He lost his temper. He lost his temper.
新调来的经理动不动就对下属发脾气，你说他脾气很暴躁。
He has a short temper. He has a short temper.
安妮的性情很好，从来不对别人发火。你说她性情很平和。
She has a calm temper. She has a calm temper.
迪克年轻气盛，火气总是很大。你劝他说，你要学会控制自己的脾气。
Learn to control your temper. Learn to control your temper.
妻子一边哼着歌，一边干着家务。你笑着对做客的朋友说，她心情很好。
She's in a good temper. She's in a good temper. Lesson 343. It's a shame.
同事中竟然有人做出有辱公司声誉的事，你气愤地说，真是可耻。
It's a shame. It's a shame.
儿子的考试成绩居然仍是倒数的名次，你气愤地对他说，你真丢人。
Shame on you. Shame on you.
那人竟然提出无耻的要求，你气愤地责问他说，你难道不知羞耻吗？
Have you no shame? Have you no shame?
新来的职员做事总是偷奸取巧，你厌恶地说，真不像话。
What a shame. What a shame.
弟弟这段时间总是游手好闲，你生气地对他说，你应该感到羞愧。
You should feel shameful. You should feel shameful. Lesson 344. Can I drive you home?
你将汽车停靠在梅西的身边，客气地问他，我开车送你回家好吗？
Can I drive you home?Can I drive you home?
约翰刚刚拿到驾驶执照，你提醒他说，小心点开车。
Drive with caution. Drive with caution.
你想知道玛丽是否能驾驶汽车，就问他，你会开车吗？
Can you drive a car? Can you drive a car?
新买的这部车子性能很好，你边开边说，这部车子好开。
This car drives well. This car drives well.
你很想开车出去转转，就向朋友建议说，咱们开车去兜兜风吧。
Let's go for a drive. Let's go for a drive. Lesson 345. Everything is possible.
莉莉不相信你能超越极限，你自信地说，任何事都可能发生。
Everything is possible. Everything is possible.
患者问你手术后是否会发生病变，你点点头说，这是有可能的。
It's possible. It's possible.
只要你能做到，你愿意帮海伦这个忙，你对他说，可能的话我会帮你。
I'll help you if possible. I'll help you if possible.
这件事只有乔治能解决，你急切地给他打电话说，尽可能快点来。
Come as quickly as possible. Come as quickly as possible.
依天气状况来看，还是越早走越好。你提议大家说，尽可能早点走。
Leave.As early as possible. Leave as early as possible. Lesson 346. It's impossible.
你认为麦克绝不可能做出那种坏事来，就肯定地说，那是不可能的。
It's impossible. It's impossible.
这件事已经远远超出了你的能力范围。你说，对我来说，这是不可能的。
It's impossible for me. It's impossible for me.
朋友读你绝不可能做出那项发明，你充满信心地说，没有不可能的事。
Nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible.
听说忠厚老实的比尔竟因盗窃而入狱，你难以置信地说，这不可能是真实。
It's an impossible story. It's an impossible story.
按常识来讲，绝不会出现这种奇怪的现象。你坚决否定说，绝对不可能。
Absolutely impossible. Absolutely impossible. Lesson 347. It's obvious.
从合同上可以很清楚地看出客户的意图。你说，这很明显。
It's obvious. It's obvious.
公司中每个人心里都明白这件事的原委。你说，大家都清楚这一点。
It's obvious to everyone. It's obvious to everyone.
只有这么做，企业才能够摆脱困境。你对职工们说，这是明摆着的出路。
It's the obvious answer. It's the obvious answer.
托尼上台演讲的时候，表情非常严肃。你说，他显然十分紧张。
His nervousness is obvious. His nervousness is obvious.
安妮面临困境，需要大家的支持。你说，很显然，她需要帮助。
Obviously, she needs help. Obviously, she needs help. Lesson 348. Don't bother me.
在写作时，你需要绝对的安静。你对家人说，别打扰我。
Don't bother me. Don't bother me.
妻子一直在为这件小事费心，你劝她说，别为这事操心了。
Don't bother about it. Don't bother about it.
你想请教同事一个问题，就客气地对他说，不好意思，我要打搅你一下。
Sorry to bother you. Sorry to bother you.
清早打电话到朋友家，你客气地对他说，不好意思，打扰你了。
Sorry to have bothered you.Sorry to have bothered you.
看到安娜一脸迷茫的样子，你不禁好奇地问她，什么困扰着你？
What's bothering you? What's bothering you? Lesson 349. I really regret it.
由于你的疏忽，酿成了无法挽回的错误。你说，我真的非常后悔。
I really regret it.I really regret it.
因为一时糊涂，你做了不该做的事。你说，我很后悔做了这件事。
I regret doing it. I regret doing it.
虽然你因为自己的选择而失去了好机会，但你说，我丝毫也不后悔。
I have no regrets. I have no regrets.
约翰一定会为自己错误的选择付出代价的。你提醒他说，你会后悔的。
You'll regret it. You'll regret it.
因为一时冲动，你说了不该说的话。你说，我后悔不该说那些话。
I regret what I said. I regret what I said. Lesson 350. I can't handle it.
事情变得越来越棘手，你面露难色地说，我没办法对付这件事。
I can't handle it. I can't handle it.
凭你一个人的力量无法解决这个问题，你说，我无法单独处理这件事。
I can't handle this alone. I can't handle this alone.
顽皮的孩子们总是无视你的管教。你沮丧地说，我管不住孩子们。
I can't handle the children. I can't handle the children.
你还不懂如何使用这台先进的机器，你向同事请教问，怎么操作呢？
How to handle it? How to handle it?
这部新款越野车开起来很顺手，你满意地说，这车开起来很灵便。
This car handles well. This car handles well. Lesson 351.I'll treat you.
午餐后你主动买单，你对男友说，我请你。
I'll treat you. I'll treat you.
知道苏珊还没有吃晚饭，你赶紧热情地对她说，我请你吃饭。
I'll treat you to dinner. I'll treat you to dinner.
你邀请同事们下班后同去打保龄球，你大方地说，我请客。
It's my treat. It's my treat.
你说什么也不让朋友去结账，你恳切地说，这次我请客。
It's my treat this time. It's my treat this time.
汤姆总是愚弄你，你气愤地对他说，别把我当傻瓜。
Don't treat me as an idiot. Don't treat me as an idiot.Lesson 352. It's very urgent.
邻居心脏病突发，你打急救电话时说，情况十分紧急。
It's very urgent. It's very urgent.
如果朋友那边不是很急，你想先处理完自己的事儿再帮他，你问他，急吗？
Is it urgent? Is it urgent?
事故发生得太突然了，你急切地向上司汇报说，这属紧急情况。
It's an urgent case. It's an urgent case.
伤者伤势严重，你忙打电话求救说，这是紧急呼救。
It's an urgent cry for help. It's an urgent cry for help.
接到报案电话，你马上向下属发出指令说，咱们立刻行动起来吧。
It's urgent that we should operate. It's urgent that we should operate. Lesson 353. I feel awful.
俗话说牙疼不算病，疼起来要人命。你捂着嘴说，我难受极了。
I feel awful. I feel awful.
提起那场损失惨重的事故，你心有余悸地说，好可怕的事故。
It's an awful accident. It's an awful accident.
天气预报报道一周内会连降大雨，你叹息说，哦，太糟糕了。
Oh, how awful. Oh, how awful.
这一天发生了很多令人头疼的事儿，你生气地说，真是糟糕的一天。
What an awful day. What an awful day.
约翰得了重感冒，连着几天卧床不起。你担心地说，他病得很厉害。
He's awfully sick. He's awfully sick. Lesson 354. Is it useful?
你想知道自己提供的信息是否对保罗有帮助，就问他，有用吗？
Is it useful? Is it useful?
同事将收集到的资料交给你，你看过后兴奋地说，这很有用。
It's very useful. It's very useful.
姐姐送你一台语言复读机，你用过后高兴地说，这对我很有帮助。
It's very useful to me. It's very useful to me.
Mike 是球队中的主力中锋，你评价他时说，他是个很得力的队员。
He's a useful member. He's a useful member.
看到该伊总是无所事事，你劝他说，试着去做点有意义的事吧。
Try to do something useful. Try to do something useful. Lesson 355. I really have to go.
再不走就赶不上火车了。你依依不舍地对朋友们说，我真得走了。
I really have to go. I really have to go.
你得抓紧时间才能准时赶到约定的地点。你着急地说，我必须要赶时间。
I have to rush. I have to rush.
因为生病，你不能参加朋友聚会。你无奈地说，我不得不待在家里。
I have to stay at home. I have to stay at home.
你不想强迫卡尔必须做这件事，就对他说，你不必一定做。
You don't have to do it. You don't have to do it.
汽车送去修理了，你只好搭公车上班。你说，我不得不坐公车去。
I have to go by bus.I have to go by bus. Lesson 356. I'm improving.
护士来询问你今天感觉如何，你微笑着回答说，我好多了。
I'm improving. I'm improving.
适应了工作环境后，你越干越顺手。你满意地说，我的工作渐有起色。
My work is improving.My work is improving.
各项体检指标证明你开始恢复健康了。你说，我的健康状况正在好转。
My health is improving. My health is improving.
经理觉得你的设计方案还不够理想，你向他保证说，我会加以改进。
I'll improve it. I'll improve it.
由于你的英语水平有限，带给你诸多不便。你说，我想提高英语能力。
I want to improve my English. I want to improve my English. Lesson 357. I admire his courage.
在救援行动中，乔治表现得极为勇敢。你赞许地说，我佩服他的勇气。
I admire his courage. I admire his courage.
苏珊独自一人制服了歹徒。你听说后由衷地说，我钦佩她的勇敢。
I admire her bravery. I admire her bravery.
彼得的新品发明获得了大奖。你说，我很钦佩他的成功。
I admire him for his success. I admire him for his success.
你和同事们都很佩服上司的工作能力。你说，我们都对他钦佩不已。
We all admire him. We all admire him.
杰森是个极为幽默的人。你说，我很钦佩他的幽默感。
I admire his humor. I admire his humor.